John Scott's had his say about the fine and non-suspension. Guys who've played the game have had their say. This gets into areas of Tom Wilson's past history, the league's history of suspensions, what's suspendable, what isn't. I'd rather just turn it over to you and have you explain it to me. Frankly, given the choice between you and George Parros, my friend, I'm going with you. So I guess what I don't get is, you see, I made this. Here's the thing. If you're going to fine the dude $5,000 for slamming the guy's head into the ice, like we can debate that. But it just seems to me that when you, and unless I'm reading this wrong, Nick, essentially he got off for tossing, for ragdolling Artemi Panarin to the ice. God.
And if I had a dollar for every time somebody got ragdolled, you know, in this game of hockey, I'd be a far richer man. You don't get suspended for ragdolling. You don't. Ask Brian McCabe when Chara threw him around.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. It looked bad. And it looked like it could have been really bad. But you don't get suspended heavily in this game for what could have happened. If we're talking about a guy that's a fractured skull, if we're talking about separated shoulder, I think that would have come into effect here. But I don't think the NHL had that big of an issue of how something like this played out a little bit here. And I think if we're in the should have, could have, then it's not enough to get Tom Wilson suspended. And I look at Tom Wilson and he's got the perception out there of being a bully, king of the mountain, you know, King Kong pounding his chest on the top of the Empire State Building, and that adds fuel to the fire. But at the end of the day, is he the first guy that ragdolled the guy? No, and I don't think he'll be the last. Even in 2021, although the optics are really bad, and we know what social media can do on storylines like this, it's just not enough for the NHL to say we want to go down this path and potentially suspend people that just escaped a potential serious injury by a hairline.
So, Nick, listen, I see to you. You played the game. You were a tough guy. You know, when you were playing, I was watching you on TV.
Yeah.
So one guy's on the ice, the other guy's on television. The other guy's watching on television. But I absolutely think he should be suspended.
I guess
what I would ask
force,
you,
Richard, for excessive force.
Think to me, there is incontrovertible evidence. I think that's the right word, of him sucker punching the guy on the ice. It's a dangerous play. Now, go ahead.
If you wanted to hurt him with that sucker punch, he could have done some damage. I see a guy that's wanted to send a message that, you know, and the message was like he had issues with those guys. He had issues certainly with the spearing or trying to get a loose puck free on your goaltender. He didn't go looking for Panarin. Panarin jumped him on the back, which, by the way, I love. I love when guys stick up for each other and they try to help each other. But Panarin went in there and he poked the bear. And when you poke the bear, you know, the bear could do a lot of things to you. And unfortunately, that's what happened to Panarin, is that he went in there, he tried to grab Wilson, pull him off, and then Wilson said, "Don't mess with me." All of this, I think the NHL is okay with.
I guess, you know, as you were talking, I went back and looked at the replay of it for the thousandth time. I mean, I kind of looked at it a little differently though too. Like the shot to the back of the head, and I understand that, you know, people are kind of rolling their eyes because they're going, "You guys are like getting too forensic with it." I see that, and I saw that as kind of that was the play as a result of a hockey play. The guy was sticking, you know, spearing the goalie, trying to get the puck loose, and Wilson sending a message. I get all that. But you don't think that he went that throwing Panarin down in the ice after the play's over?
Yeah.
That doesn't, you know, at that point, you don't think that goes beyond the boundary?
No, I think the boundary was okay there. Buchnevich, Wilson's got a problem with them. Okay, the team's got a problem with them. They just wanted to say that enough.
Okay.
And it was clear that the shot in the back of the head was, don't touch my goalie, don't spear him, don't try to knock the puck loose. I won't let that, not on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to, you know, the literal pile on. And again, I'm okay with Panarin getting in, but you got to know what you're getting into,
right,
and who you're getting in with.
Court awareness.
Panarin could have easily sat on the sidelines and said, that's not my role on this team. It's not. Like, we see so many times now in the game where guys go, that's not my job. That's not my role. My job, I'm a goal scorer. Which is fine. You can do that in 221. But Panarin went a little differently. He said, we're all in this together. I see one of my guys in trouble. I'm going to get in there. After that, then you got to be ready for everything.
Mm.
And if a bigger fish every once in a while eats a smaller fish or takes a good bite out of them, you know, that happens. Excessive force. Could you have suspended him, Richard, for excessive force? For a game or two, yeah, possibly. Would people still been up in arms? Because they don't want him suspended for one or two games. There are people on social media that want this guy in jail, never to play ever again.
Oh, there's people drawing comparisons between him and Ty Domi elbowing Niedermeyer and Dale Hunter taking a run at Pierre Turgeon, which is a play I remember.
And come on, it's not even close. It's not. Now, if he fractures his skull, if we're in the what-if business, then there's an argument for saying he should never play again, ever. You know, it's that simple. But we're not in the what-ifs or what could have happened here. That's not the path the NHL wants to go, you know, on. And, you know, the other thing, too, I got to say is, you know, I'm watching, like, you know, the narrative around Toronto is that Wayne Simmonds can make, you know, Edler accountable, while it was clear there are no Panarins coming to Edler's, you know, side to help him, while Wayne Simmonds takes free punches to try to cave in his face and break his cheekbone.
Mm-hmm.
They went the opposite way, and everybody around Toronto saying what a great thing Wayne Simmonds did. I hated it for so many reasons. And the biggest reason is, you know, a guy that's fought over 100 times went to go pick on a guy that's never fought in his life. And Edler gave him full credit to man up. But, you know, Panarin goes the opposite. He goes and tries to help a teammate and say, hey, you don't get to hit my guy, so I'm going to get in there. So which one is it, you know? Wilson on Panarin or Simmonds on Edler? So guys aren't known for fighting, but, you know, some people hate Wilson because it's Wilson. Some people love Simmonds because it's Simmonds. You can't have your cake and eat it too on the same subject.